listening to Knots of Life from Asteroid G, jumping on a jump pad and going wahoo. I'm your host, Mike Winkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul, hoping this fun doesn't fall off the cliff and go wah all the way down.
So we are discussing the Super Mario Galaxy trailer, which, okay, we're not even going to get into the movie for a second here. I just have to comment on the fact that for some reason, we are skipping a lot of material from the various games to get into this one. I don't quite understand what Illumination is doing with the materials they're picking for their films.
I think they are doing the best they can to, like, you know, still capture on the young crowd, I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of source material, to your point, that they're skipping, and I'm a little nervous about that. I mean, Galaxy's a fine game, but there's other choices you could have gone before that route, so, like, we'll see.
Yeah, because looking at this trailer, I saw elements of Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Brothers 2, and Yoshi's Island with, a baby Mario in there all at the same time. And, like, any one of those would have been a good enough setting, even with cameos, on their own. And you're mashing all of them together in a really weird way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we got a lot of Mario 2 in there, like you were saying. So that's Mario on acid as it is. So
But, like,
what do you think this movie's going
to
be?
Princess's Castle getting warped to DreamCon, NumCon, whatever it was called.
Something like that.
Mario 2, and then having an entire adventure battling against Wart could have been its own movie. And it looks like it's like maybe one 15-minute sequence at that, kind of like how we had, like, Donkey Kong weirdly shoehorned into the first movie.
Yeah. So it feels like that. Like, it's subplot within plot just for plot's sake, instead of just, you know, giving me more of that story, which could be interesting on its own. But I mean, with the short attention spans, I mean, I guess I get it. I think I want to shout you out here. That's a really good point. It's nice to see Wart and his crew are acknowledging any Mario media. I mean, I at least will give it that too. That's a really good point.
We haven't seen them show up since, what, the Super Mario Brothers cartoon in the 1980s, I think?
Yeah. With Captain Lou Albana and, you know, all that. Yeah,
like, Birdo shows up in the Mario Kart games and, like, the Mario RPGs and so forth. But that's pretty much all we get. Them, the ninjas, a couple other characters, but, like, Wart himself hasn't been witnessed since that game. And it's kind of, it's nice to see him. I don't know what he's doing in a Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Again, to your point, like, we're jumping strange time
Real
loops
strange.
Here, whatever we're doing. We're taking some liberties of plot points in the Mario cinematic cohesive universe that may or may not exist.
But doesn't exist now.
Head canon, this is weird.
Very weird. I get it, and I get what you're saying. Like, they're trying to mash together the timeline of everything so that the little kids who have just seen bits and pieces of Mario seem like, this is cool! But it doesn't lead me to think that this movie's going to be any different than the first one, which, okay, in fairness, that one made over $1.5 billion, but
it was a good movie. It was fun.
It was basically just a string of sequences without any real story.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fact that, like, you know, the brotherly thing, I think, is what really tried to come through in that movie with Mario and Luigi and how much they care about each other. That's kind of something that is only sort of touched on throughout some of the games. You get that a lot more in other Mario media, the relationship between them two. So I felt good about that in this movie. But to your point, this trailer seems just like it's flashy and let's throw some nostalgia in there for the adults taking their kids.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
I don't know,
pretty much it. It's just Flash for the sake of Flash. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's very strange in that way that reminds me of pretty much every Illumination movie, which is, let's just do gags, let's not worry so much about story. I mean, it's the Minions people, you know?
Despicable Me is a very good movie, and the Minions in it, like, add a comedic element. It felt like Illumination has taken the comedic elements from a good movie and then turned that part into the franchise. Like, even some of the other Despicable Me's were weak in comparison to the first one. And then the kids love the Minions, so they do that to sell toys. Like, I'm afraid they're kind of going that route here. I don't know, like, maybe I was a little too impressed with the first one and, like, how I felt about it, and, like, maybe there was actual story there. We don't quite know from one trailer what the story is going to be yet, but I have reservations about how they're handling this. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, when it's sold entirely on substance and look at this thing you recognize from the games and not really on story beyond Bowser's back, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't instill with me any thought of, like, real cohesion. And I'm sure it's going to make $2 billion because it's already projected for its opening weekend to make $350 million, and every kid wants to see it. Sure, you're selling tickets, Nintendo is happy, whatever. That doesn't necessarily equate to it being a good movie. Success is not a barometer of that. They're two different things. Yeah. Yeah,
we've been over that several times, and and some of the things we've spoken about, like, that does not always mean the one does not always shake the other's hand. And, you know, we'll see how this one goes. Like, it's going to make money. I don't want it to not be a success. I want it to be good. But I don't know. Like, I don't feel as fuzzy inside about this one as I did the first one. And I don't know. I don't know. That's just where I'm at with it.
Well, I think that's because you saw the trailers for the first one. And they gave you hope that the first one was going to be interesting, and it was shallow, but at least pretty. And if the second one now has a trailer that looks shallow, but pretty, it's hard to feel the same kind of awe for it.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Trailer, and, you know, it does not always give away, you know, everything in the movie, but, I mean, we'll see.
Well, let's compare this to what you just saw, Mortal Kombat 2's trailer recently. That one, it has barely any story to it, too, aside from Johnny Cage as an aging star who, you know, is thrown into Mortal Kombat, and then people have to fight. It's all flash over substance from the looks of it. And yet somehow I'm more excited for that movie, despite not really caring about the Mortal Kombat franchise, than I am for a Mario movie being a Mario fan.
Yeah, I mean, the way, I think Mortal Kombat, you know, to your point, in that trailer, they just tapped into, like, you know, what made these games good. The characters, the over-the-top, the music, you know, that's what made these games good. And I think they're just leaning into that violence, and that is good. Violence sells. Mario, they're leaning into the sparkle and the cheese, and, like, it's going to sell for the little kids, but, like, this, I didn't expect the franchise to be, like, for us, like, adults that grew up playing Mario. Like, I didn't expect that, but I also didn't think this would just be for the, you know, the fucking Gen Alphas or whatever they are, Skibbity D 6-7, like, whatever the fuck this is. So, like, I don't know.
Wow, it's the old man podcast today, apparently.
I mean, they don't even know what 6-7 is. If they throw that reference in Mario, like, I'm done, dude. I'm walking out the
door. Oh my god, you're right. That could be. Oh my god.
How many coins you got? 6-7. Like, oh, Jesus. Like, we'll see.
And on that horrible note, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, desperately hoping we have more than 8 coins. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, gonna go and find the first pipe to jump down at the time and have supper through this movie.
We will see you all next time.